Earlier this year, it seemed like cooler days were ahead for Hawaii's public school children. The legislature and the governor had agreed to spend $100 million to cool 1,000 Hawaii classrooms by the end of the year. But now it looks like those plans are on hold, after an initial bidding process included proposals far above the $40,000 per classroom estimate the Department of Education had expected, some by nearly 10 times that amount.
They came in anywhere from $80,000 to $300,000 per room, which basically anyone can tell you is how ridiculous this is.
Corey Rosenlee is the union president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association. He's frustrated by the initial bids.
At this point, there's no way we're going to get air conditioners into the classrooms in time. That's a travesty for our students and everything. And we have to think about how we're going to mitigate that.
Rosenlee suggests that schools consider heat days, similar to snow days, where classes are canceled during extremely hot weather. It's a policy that's been adopted in some states like Colorado and California. And there are other approaches.
It's a lot more than just air conditioning in schools. It's really heat abatement projects.
John White is the executive director of Pacific Resource Partnership, a labor management group that represents more than 200 contractors. He says the bids likely came in high because the projects are complex. They can involve anything from re-roofing and installing new windows to electrical upgrades on the whole school.
There's a lot of construction that takes place for heat abatement. And it's not a one-size-fits-all sort of deal. So applying that 40,000 number per classroom to me seems to be not the right way to be looking at it, because there are some schools that are going to require a lot more work than other schools.
Heat is a concern. It's been a concern last year. It's been a concern the year before.
Donalyn De La Cruz is the DOE's communications director. She says while air conditioning remains behind schedule, the department has been moving on their heat abatement plan. More than 400 portable buildings have received cool roofs, 109 classrooms have portable AC units, and nearly 140 have new ceiling fans.
So there's a lot of progress that has been made, but we still have a lot of work to do, work that we had hoped to would move faster, at a faster pace.
The Department of Education plans to issue heat-related guidelines for every classroom before the school year begins. Talks with contractors will resume Thursday, with a second round of bids expected in the coming weeks. Molly Solomon for HPR News.